Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Abraham Golder, and today Maseches Nazir Daf Chav Ches, the fourth parak Misha Amar. So the three tests we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah presents three opinions about when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's naziras. The Tanakhama says Nizrak Aleh Echon Min Adamim Enu Yachu LaHafir. Once the blood of one of the karbanos was sprinkled, he cannot be made for because she becomes permitted in wine, and it's no longer afflictive for her to complete the process. Rekiva says, Afil nishchata aleha achas mikol behemos inu yachu lahafir. Even if one of the animals was merely shechted, he could not be mafer, which the Gemara will explain is to prevent a loss of kadshim. The Mishnah adds that this is only true for the procedure completing the end of Naziris Tahara, but after the procedure at the end of Tuma, when she will repeat her Naziris, he may still be mafer since she will remain bound by Nazir prohibitions. Rav says that the husband can be made for even after all kabbanos abroad. Shu yachulomar yiv shi ba'isha magalachas, because he can say, I do not want a wife who shaves her head. The Gemara will explain that the Tanakhama responds that she can wear a wig, but Rav counters that the husband considers a wig repulsive. Point number two, the Gemara explains that Rav Akiva's position that he cannot be made for after a karban is merely shechted is mishum hepset kadshim, because of a loss of kadshim, meaning the avoda of the shechted karban cannot be completed. Rabbi Zera asks, let the blood be sprinkled not for its own purpose, meaning not for the sake of a Naziris carbon, and it will permit the meat to be eaten. He demonstrates this remedy from a brisa about kipsei aseres, the lambs of Shavuos, which were shechted improperly, either shelo shmo or before Shavuos, and cannot be used for their purpose. Hadam yizarek v'habasi yachel. Nevertheless, the blood is sprinkled and the meat is eaten, albeit not for the original purpose. The Gemara answers that indeed, if the ola or shlomim of the Nazir had been shechted, this would be a viable option. The Mishnah, however, is discussing where the chattas was shechted first, and the avodah of a chattas is not valid for any other purpose. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ish madir is b'no b'nazir, a man may declare a son a nazir, ve'ini isha madir says b'na b'nazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a nazir. This naziris may be rejected, how so? Gilach or shigihu krovav, if he shaved, or his relative shaved him, thus demonstrating objection to the naziris, micha or shimichu krovav, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. The Mishnah details the laws governing money or animals which were designated for his karbanis, which are identical to those in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah presents three opinions about when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's Naziris. The Tanakhama says, Nizrak aleha echon min adamim enu yachu lahafir. Once the blood of one of the karbanos was sprinkled, he cannot be made for because she becomes permitted in wine, and it's no longer afflictive for her to complete the process. Rekiva says, Afil nishchata aleha achas mikol behemos enu yachu lahafir. Even if one of the animals was merely shechted, he cannot be made for, which the Gemara will explain is to prevent a loss of kadshim. The Mishnah adds that this is only true for the procedure completing the end of Naziris Tahara, but after the procedure at the end of Tuma, when she will repeat her Naziris, he may still be made for since she will remain bound by Nazir prohibitions. Rav Meir says that the husband can be made for even after all kabbanos abroad. Shu yachulomar yiv shi ba'isha magalachas, because he can say, I do not want a wife who shaves her head. The Gemara will explain that the Tanakhama responds that she can wear a wig, but Rav Meir counters that the husband considers a wig repulsive. Point number two, the Gemara explains that Rav Akiva's position that he cannot be mafer after a karban is merely shechted is mishum hepset kadshim, because of a loss of kadshim, meaning the avoda of the shechted karban cannot be completed. Rabbi Zera asks, Lizrok damon shelo shman v'yater basa b'achila. Let the blood be sprinkled not for its own purpose, meaning not for the sake of a Naziris karban, and it will permit the meat to be eaten. He demonstrates this remedy from a brisa about kipsei aseres, the lambs of Shavuos, which were shechted improperly, either shelo shmo or before Shavuos, and cannot be used for their purpose. Hadam yizarek v'habasa yachel. Nevertheless, the blood is sprinkled and the meat is eaten, albeit not for the original purpose. The Gemara answers that indeed, if the ola or shlomim of the Nazir had been shechted, this would be a viable option. The Mishnah, however, is discussing where the chattas was shechted first, and the avoda of a chattas is not valid for any other purpose. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ish madir is b'no b'nazir, a man may declare a son a nazir, ve'in isha madir says b'na b'nazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a nazir. This naziris may be rejected, how so? Gilach or shigihu krovav, if he shaved, or his relative shaved him, thus demonstrating objection to the naziris, micha or shimichu krovav, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. The Mishnah details the laws governing money or animals which were designated for his karbanis, which are identical to those in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Ches, and our standard Siman is a strong man, Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her karbanis were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after a chattos was merely shechted because of hepsed kadshim, and saw his son, whom he had declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. Once again, some motion. The hairy strongman, that must be more in Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, which reminds us, the Mishnah states the three mechos regarding when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's Naziris. The Tanakhama holds it's once the blood of one of her kabbanas was sprinkled. Rabbi Kiva says it's merely after one of the kabbanas is shachted, which is because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim, and Remer holds he can be made for it even after all three kabbanas are brought, because he can say he does not want a wife with a shaved head. So the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after her chattas was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, which reminds us Rabbi Kiva's position that he cannot be made for after a carbon is merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim, that's specifically referring to a chattas, because for the Ol and Shlomi, he could let the blood be sprinkled not for its original purpose, and that will permit the meat to be eaten, like we learned from the Kivsei Atzeres. So the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after Ochatos was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, and saw his son, whom he declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Ish Madaris Beno Benazir, a man may declare his son a Nazir, Ve'ena Ish Madaris as Beno Benazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a Nazir. And this Naziris may be rejected. How so? If he shaved or his relative shaved him, thus demonstrating an objection to the Naziris, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. So once again, the hairy strongman who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after her chattas was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, and saw his son, whom he had declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. All right, so now it's time for four Balabah Chazara. Daf Chav Dalad. So the Simur Daf Chav Dalad is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The husband revoked his wife's Naziris, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water. Hairy pitcher? That must warrant Daf Chav Dalad, kud. The husband revoked his wife's Naziris, causing the money designated for Achatas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, which reminds us. The next mission delineates the laws of a kabbanas or money previously designated for Naziris if the husband subsequently revoked his wife's Naziris. If the animal was his property, Tetzei Vizir Be'eder, he goes out and grazes with the flock, meaning it's chulin. If it was hers, the more details what is done with the kabbanas or the monies left for kabbanas, whether they are specified or not specified. If she has specifically designated the money, then the chattas money goes into the Dead Sea, parallel to a chattas animal dying. So, the husband revoked his wife's Naziris, causing the money designated for a chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, which reminds us, our Mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Adam may be carbon asher al ishto, a person must bring a wealthy man's carbon for his wife, or carbon that depends on financial status, although she generally has no personal property. Ve'ken kol karbonaseh she chayevis, as well as all of her obligatory karbonas. He holds that her karbonas are his obligation to the point that they even follow his financial status. Although it would seem that he would presumably disagree with our Mishnah, that his animal becomes chulin, Rav explains, ki meshabed la b'milsa d'tzricha, when is he obligated to her? Only for what she needs, b'milsa d'tzricha. Whoa, but that which she does not need, he is not. So the husband who revoked his wife's Naziris, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, got sprayed by the pitcher's contents when four rams that were not accompanied by bread rammed their horns into it. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, these are the four cases of rams which do not require their normal bread accompaniment. Shalob, v'shalob, v'shalach ramisa, v'shalach kapara. Is hers after death and after atonement. The factor common to these cases is that their carbon has transformed into a voluntary one and therefore no longer requires the bread accompaniment. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech, that must be on Daf Chav Hei. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified Nazir funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, which reminds us, a Mishnah taught that a Nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his kabbanas, they go to communal nadavos. The Gemara asks, V'lo demei chatas muravim behen? But chatas funds are mixed with him. Since his karbanos include a chatas, the funds cannot be used for any voluntary carbon. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Halachi hi b'nazir, it's halach l'mosh m'sinai, regarding nazir, that their funds are used for communal nadavos despite including chatas funds. Reish Lakish answered, the pasuk says, V'kol nidre, v'kol nivosam, any of their vows and any of their pledges. HaTorah amra, moser neder yehi l'nadava. The Torah said that an excess of a neder goes for nadava, communal olos. So, the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazir funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the pasuk states, Raka deshecha she yilocha unadarecha, only your holy animals which you will have, and your vows. The pasuk speaks of the offspring and tamura of karbanos. About them, the pasuk says, "Tisu vase el hamakom sheyivchar Hashem." You shall take them and come to the place that Hashem will choose. The pasuk continues that one might have thought that they should be brought to the mikdash and water and food should be withheld from them, so they die, similar to an excess chatas, and explains why this is not the case. So the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazir funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, before finishing and inviting his guests to watch him shech the ashim that was designated for grazing as a valid ola. Which reminds us, Rav taught an ashim which was designated for grazing, and he shechted it as an ola. It is valid as an ola. The implication is that the reason it's valid is because it was designated for grazing and removed from ashim status. But if it was not, it is not valid because the pasuk said, "Hu b'hava yosi yeh." It is an ashim, that it remains in its original ashim state until it is designated for grazing. Dav Chavav, so the siman Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The hairy general of the military coup, that must be more Dav Chavav. The hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatz obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola, which reminds us, on Dav Chav Hey, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Halacha Moshe Misinai Rabbi Nazir taught that unspecified funds for his karbanos go to communal nadavos. Here the Gemara proves that the same applies to funds designated for bird karbanos, which include a chatas and ola, such as those of a mitzvah or a zav. The Gemara teaches that this is not the din in the case where someone who is obligated to chatas said, "It is upon me to additionally bring a voluntary ola," and he designated money and said, "These are for my obligations." The funds are an indeterminate mixture of the two, since there are unrelated obligations. Therefore, the Brisa teaches that he cannot use them for either an ola or a chatas. It concludes, if he died and had unspecified funds, they go to the Dead Sea and not to communal nadavos. So the hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund, which reminds us, Rava said that although unspecified nazir funds are used for communal nadavos, if the chatas money was removed from them, the remaining money is considered specified for the ola and shlamim, and it is not used for communal nadavos if the nazir dies. A brisa is brought in support. A nazir said, "These are for my chatas, and the rest for the rest of my karbanos of nazirus." The chatas money goes to the Dead Sea, and of the remainder, half is used for an ola and half is used for the shlamim, and it does not go to nadavos. So the hairy general of the military who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund. So he hid behind a stack of beams that were not easily convertible to cash, which reminds us, Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Oshanu Elamos, the halacha that unspecified money is used for nadavos was only taught regarding money, but an animal which is itself not valid for its carbon, which was designated for its karbanos through its sale, is like it is specified, and the animal is left to die instead of being sold for karbanos if the nazir dies. The Gemara records Malchokas if a bar of gold would be considered like money, since it was generally used to purchase animals and not sold for cash, being of uncertain value. All agree, however, that a stack of beans for building would not be considered like money because they are only sold to someone in need of them. Dav Chav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who blew his hairy kazoo, that must be Dav Chav Zayin. The child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, which reminds us, whereas animals are considered specified because, could you say that a chatas should be brought as an ola? This is a female and this is a male. Birds are not considered specified, and the chatas and ola birds need to be specified. So the child who boos Harry Kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get it to baa, which reminds us, if a father and son were both in his room simultaneously, the son may not use his late father's funds. A price that teaches that if he had unspecified money, they go to Nadavas, and the Gemara determines that blemished animals are considered like unspecified money. So the child who boos Harry Kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get it to baa, try to cheer up a Nazir who just found out he could not be Yotze with his deceased father's chattas by blasting his kazoo as loud as he could. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that the Torah says karban no, his karban, regarding the chattas teaching, but karban no hu Yotze ve'en Yotze be'karban aviv. Only with his own karban is a Yotze, but not with his father's karban. The Gemara continues and explains what we learned from karban no being written two more times. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn an ashim which was designated for grazing and shechted as an ola, it is valid as an ola? That's on daf. Chafeh. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have a three-way machlokes regarding until when can a husband be made for his wife's nazirus? That's on daf. Chafches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn one is only yotze with his own carbon chattas, not his father's? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the when birds are considered unspecified, whereas animals are considered specified? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which of the when Rabbi Kiva's position that one cannot be made for his wife's Nazirus after a carbon is merely shacked because of Hepzet Kachim is specifically referring to a chattas? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 6. Which of the when a mixture of funds from a chattas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola go to the Dead Sea if the person dies? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you want? If someone intends to sin but does not, they still need forgiveness. That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you want? A stack of beans for building would not be considered like money because they're only sold to someone in need of them. That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn? Aver l'shma commits mitzvah shalo l'shma. That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we want? A father can declare a son a nazir, but his son can reject the nazirus by shaving his hair. That's on daf. Chav Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.